President Trump has fired all of the members of the U.S. Commission on Fine Arts. That's the independent federal agency that looks over plans for monuments, memorials, coins, and federal buildings, things like Arlington National Cemetery or the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. All six members were told over email that they were terminated, quote, effective immediately. Now, there are usually seven commissioners. One position was vacant. Here to tell us more about all of this is NPR's Elizabeth Blair. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Scott.
So does this perhaps have something to do with a big controversy right now, the White House ballroom that we keep hearing about, the one where the East Wing used to be until it was demolished?
Well, it's fair to say that the commission would have advised the president on the ballroom, but the ballroom is just one of Trump's ambitions when it comes to changing the look of Washington, D.C. He has also proposed a major new monument, an arch, much like the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Now, it's possible he doesn't want anyone to get in the way of his plans, but that's not the role of the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about what their role is, how they fit into this.
The commission is made up of people at the top of their field in architecture, the arts, urban and landscape design. And the idea is that the president and Congress rely on them for their expertise when it comes to design. I talked to Sarah Bronin, a law professor at George Washington University and the former chair of the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, which is a similar agency. Here's what she said.
Overall, their scope is generally advisory in nature. However, their opinions should be taken into account by decision makers. We have seen that their expertise has led to improvements in proposals. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like that will be the case with the president's proposed ballroom.
It's important to note here that the lead architect of the White House ballroom, James McCreary, was himself a fine arts commissioner during Trump's first term. So the president is familiar with how the commission works. In fact, in his first term, the White House built a new tennis pavilion that the commission worked on.
At times, President Trump fires people and restaffs them with allies. At times, he fires people and just never fills the positions again. Any sense which one it is here?
They said they are restaffing. In an email, a spokesperson said they are preparing to appoint a new slate of members to the commission that are more aligned with President Trump's America First policies.
Now, this is not the first time that a president has fired this whole commission, though, isn't it?
That's right. When President Biden took office, he fired four of the commissioners that Trump had appointed. And this is where it gets to a matter of taste about architecture. During President Trump's first and second terms, he issued executive orders that require the designs of federal buildings be traditional or neoclassical. So out with the new, in with the old. No boxy brutalism like the old FBI building, which Trump has said is just plain ugly. And a lot of people have agreed with that. But many architects continue to push back on this idea. They say today's buildings shouldn't be modeled after ancient Greece or Rome, and that the style of a building shouldn't be dictated. It should be whatever the particular structure, purpose, location, or community calls for.
I mean, all of this makes me wonder how it works. If I have an idea for a memorial, I don't know, memorial to public radio or whatever, can I just apply to the commission? How does that work?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Not as a private individual, but you can if you are with a federal or DC government agency. But you can observe the process.
Okay.
The commissioners meet monthly to review proposals, and those meetings are open to the general public, but not during the shutdown.
That is NPR culture correspondent Elizabeth Blair. Thank you so much.
Thank you.